Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Monday, June the 8th, 2020. 6-8-2020, 15 minutes past the hour. And here we are off and running with a new week on WWGH Radio. And this is a very special week around the station because this is our 6th anniversary week. We will have been on the air 6 years on June the 10th, 2020. We went on the air on June the 10th, 2014. So it's an exciting week around here. And we have got a big party planned for Wednesday night. So don't miss listening to our big 6th anniversary party Wednesday night from 7:10 until 9 p.m. right here on this station. And as I understand it at this particular point, everybody pretty much involved with the station will be here. Adam Lepp will be here. Terry Tackett will be here. Sean Kraft will be here. I will be here. Linda Sims will be here. Mike Wilson will be here. Glenn Coble will be here. Pastor Whitaker will be here. Nate Redman will be here. So the whole group will be here. Plus, we will have special guests, close friends of the station, Mary Ellen Withrow and Jeff Ruth will both be here. And we will have food, and we will have fun, and it will just be an enjoyable night. So I think the guest count right now is at about 13, and that's without people bringing people with them or us adding any more people to the list at this particular point. Facebook's an interesting thing because the time hop will tell you a lot of things. Now, our anniversary has always been on June the 10th. June the 10th is the date the station started back in 2014, which there's a story behind that that maybe I'll tell at some point, because you might say, well, why would you start a station on June the 10th? What's significant about June the 10th? Well, there's nothing significant about June the 10th. The day we were going to start the station was actually significant, but something happened that postponed that a little bit, and maybe sometime I'll tell that story. I'm sure I've told it before, and maybe I'll tell it Wednesday night at the anniversary party. Now, the interesting thing is, Time Hop on Facebook threw a picture up this morning of our anniversary party from 2 years ago? Yeah, well, it would have been the 4th anniversary party, because we've always done our party on air, just like the Christmas party. And that all started because, in the beginning, here's a little thing about radio. For some reason, all the other places I had ever worked, which would have been 2 other radio stations and 1 television station, people did not really like to get together. If you had a Christmas party or you had an anniversary party, most people did not show up to those things. If you had a party in general for anything, most people did not show up. So when we got here, we never dreamed of doing these big anniversary parties or these big Christmas parties. Well, the first year we were here, which would have been back in 2014, we started having these parties just to see what would happen, and everybody would show up. You would invite a big group of people, you know, for radio. You'd invite, you know, over 10 people, 20 people, and they would all show up, and they would bring their wives and friends and spouses and the whole thing. Well, in the beginning, we were really just doing parties. We didn't air those things. We would do a party, and then we would do a special. And at some point, very early on, it dawned on us, well, why are we having 2 separate things? Because we're inviting the same people to both. Because we're inviting them to have a private party, and then we're also inviting these people to do a special on air every year at Christmas and anniversary time. So we thought, well, why don't we just do them together? Because we have 5 microphones here in the studio. So really, the largest amount of people that can be talking at one time is five, and that's including the host. Five microphones, including the host. So when you have a group of like 13, as we'll have on Wednesday night, everybody cannot be talking on the microphone at the same time. So what we have now done judiciously is combined the parties. So what you will, basically what I'm trying to say is what you will hear on Wednesday night is actually the party. The party will be going on, because generally what will happen is four or five people will come into the studio part of the station, and we will start talking about anniversary, and everybody else, which would be the other eight or nine people, will probably be in the other room, the office part, eating and talking and mingling, and then we'll just kind of filter in and out people all throughout the night, and it ends up working really well, because people do get to share their memories on air, but they also get to go and eat and talk to people in private and visit with people who maybe they don't see all the time. So it's really, really, really a very fun party. And that's what everybody always says. They always says they have a lot of fun. And we always take a group picture at the end, at Christmas and at anniversary time. So we'll do that Wednesday night. Now, Time Hop on Facebook. The reason I wanted to bring this up is, what would have been 2 years ago, during the fourth anniversary. As I say, the date we went on the air was June the 10th. Well, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, June the 10th was on a Saturday. Now, obviously, we are not usually live on Saturdays, and it would be hard to get people away from their plans in June on a Saturday. So we were not going to have the anniversary party on Saturday, so we had to move it up a little bit. And we also were not going to have it on Friday, because a lot of times it's hard to get a big group of people like that together on a Friday night. So we moved it to Thursday, and we ended up having it on June the 8th. Now, why is Scott telling me this? Why is this significant at all? Well, the significance of this is that on my Time Hop this morning, I got 2 years ago's anniversary party picture from the fourth anniversary party, which reminded me that this week is anniversary week. And that year, in the picture, people who came to the party, Charlie Evers, of course, was there. Myself was there. Terry Tackett was there. Ted Williams came to that party. Golden Voice was there. Mary Ellen Withrow was there. She'll be here again this year. Adam Lepp was there. He's in that picture. And Linda Sims, of course, was in that picture. Now, back in June of 2018, now Mike Wilson had not joined the station yet. Pastor Whitaker, I think, had just joined the station, but I think he had an engagement that night. And Glenn Coble had not joined the station yet. And Nate Redman had not joined the station yet. So really, that was our group back in 2010. I'll also say there were some other people involved back in, not 2010, June 10th. What year would that have been? 2018. We had some other people on the air at that time, but, well, Sean was there. He was the one taking the picture, so he's not in the shot. But Sean obviously was a part of that particular party back in 2018. And there were some other people here that night. I think Patty Worcester was here. Matter of fact, I'm sure she was. She might be here on Wednesday night. I haven't had a chance to talk with Patty this week, but I will. Patty Worcester was here, but I think she had to leave early during that party. But I was trying to think of who else was here that night. But, you know, it was just kind of a filtering in, a filtering out of people back in 2018. Now, Marge Hazlett was here, but I think she was not feeling well that night back in 2018. Now, the funny thing about this is because Mary Ellen will be here again on Wednesday night. The funny thing is, about this picture is, there's a cake. I don't know why we had a cake that year. Usually we don't have a cake for the anniversary party that I can remember. I don't remember having a cake, but that year apparently we did have a cake back in 2018. for the fourth anniversary of the station. And for some reason, Mary Ellen got roped into cutting the cake. Don't know why, don't know how it happened, but somehow she got roped into cutting the cake. So when I see that picture of our group of Adam and Mary Ellen and myself and Terry and Charlie and Ted Williams, all I can remember is Mary Ellen, and I was trying to help her at that particular time, cut this anniversary cake, which was really an interesting project. More of an interesting project than you would think it would be. So that's anniversary for you. And we'll have a lot of memories on Wednesday night. Now, one of the problems with this anniversary party, I should mention, is when you have 13 people, like we will have here on Wednesday night, it's hard to get everybody to talk because you do have to filter in and filter out people. And that becomes hard because really you only have two 45-minute periods because we still take the breaks at the top of the hour. We take a break in the middle, you know, at 8 o'clock. So it's hard for everybody to get a lot of mic time. Now, I usually moderate the show, but that's just usually me asking questions of the people who are in front of me. So you don't get to spend a lot of time on the microphone because there are so many people here, but that's the way it goes. I hope everybody understands that. And I always assume most of these people who do these shows have shows on the station. So if they don't get to say a whole lot on the air that night, if they want to talk about the station or talk about the anniversary, they can probably do that on their own shows if they want. It just, you don't end up getting a whole lot of mic time. Just one of those things, unfortunately. So, the anniversary, 6 years, Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station. Now, my question to you is, I've ran off who I think is going to be here on Wednesday night. Now, have I left anybody off the list, the guest list, for the 6th anniversary party? We're running out of time here. We're down to like the final 2 days, 27 minutes past the hour here. Is there anybody I'm leaving off the guest list? Give me a call and let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody been left off the guest list for the big 6th anniversary party here at WWGH Radio on Wednesday? I always think about the people who aren't normally on the list, like Mary Ellen. But we've got Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen will be here on Wednesday. Ted Williams, I don't know. I talked to Ted last Thursday night, I believe. Good chance he could be here. Who am I forgetting? I would hate to forget somebody who's involved with the station. So is there anybody involved with the station or kind of shirt tail involved with the station, like Jeff and Mary Ellen, who do not have shows on every week, but come on quite a bit, and are just good friends of the station? Is there anybody I have forgotten that needs to be on this guest list? 740-383-9944. Let's just, maybe I forgot somebody. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Like I talked to you before on that, it'd be nice to get old Steve Boom Boom Cannon, but I know he lives quite a ways away.
Yeah, I think the only issue with Steve would be that he lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I believe.
It'd be interesting to hear what he's doing these days.
You know, I know he's on Facebook a lot, so I do see from time to time what he's doing, and I think he's staying pretty busy. I had talked to Ted Williams last week, and I know Ted came to the party 2 years ago. I don't think he was here last year, if I remember right, but he might be a good invite. I don't know.
Can I ask you a question? I heard you went fishing.
Oh, that is true. I did go fishing. You're exactly right.
Catch anything?
Well, I'll tell you. Now, how did you hear that I went? Was it Facebook?
Yeah. It was a talk all week there that you had something planned, so I figured you probably went fishing.
I even put some pictures up on Facebook because for some reason there was some belief last week that I either was not going to go or that I don't go fishing, which I don't really understand why, but I went on Saturday, and it was kind of an interesting thing, because I got up Saturday morning, and I knew I did not want to go early, because I was going to tie this in with the drive-in theater. So I thought, well, I'll go, like, in the middle of the day. Plus, I needed to go out and buy a new fishing pole, and I also was going to buy some other people some fishing poles who were going to be with me. So I needed to do some things on Saturday morning. So I get up, and I do all that Saturday morning. By the way, shopping for fishing poles, because I certainly will not say that I'm an avid fishing person, but it was not a bad experience. Now, how much do you usually pay for a fishing pole? Where do you normally buy them at?
Oh, I usually go to any Walmart or Myers. They have a nice stock in every now and then. I don't know. I'm kind of a cheapo guy there, isn't it? I figure if I catch a big enough fish, it's going to break the pole anyways. So why spend for expensive? I don't know, about $25-$30 per set.
Well, you know what I was thinking was, when I was buying this, I thought, how often will I use this? That was number one in my mind. And also, I wanted to buy two, because I always feel bad when somebody invites themselves or you invite somebody fishing, and you never ask them. You say, well, do you have your own fishing pole? Well, I didn't know if the person that I was going with had their fishing pole or not. So I thought, well, maybe I should just buy an extra, and that way they'll have one no matter what. And if they already do have one, then I won't have to worry. I'll just have a spare one.
There you go. That's spot on.
Yeah. So that's where my day started, was going to buy fishing poles, which I did. And that was not a bad experience at all. As you say, they're not very expensive at all. So I buy the fishing poles. And then I thought, okay, well, where am I going to go? Because I had narrowed it down to the Tallgrass Trail, because unfortunately I've never been to the Tallgrass Trail. And then I thought about Indian Lake, because that's close to the Kenton Drive-In. And then I thought about Delaware, because I know a lot of people go to Delaware fishing. And, you know, a lot of people thought I went to the quarry, because I put a picture of the lake that I guess, I don't know if it's a lake or what it is, that I was on, but can you even fish at the quarry? I didn't know you could fish at the quarry.
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Yes.
Yeah. So that you can't swim at the quarry. That's the big thing, right?
Well, people still do swim occasionally over there. You're not supposed to, but they swim.
Well, I remember there used to be a big thing a few years ago about people being allowed to swim at the quarry, that it was a forbidden thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got over there by them cliffs there, and, you know, some of that's real shallow. You go jumping off there, chances are you're going to get hurt real bad, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what ended up happening. So I think I'm going to go to one of these locations. And it was funny, because the person I was with, who I would have never guessed would have been somebody who was into fishing, and they suggested this place. And to be honest with you, I'm not even sure if it has a name. It's just, okay, if you're going toward Kenton, and I don't, it's very kind of a secluded area, which I like, because there really was nobody else there when I was there, and I was there probably 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a place between here and Kenton on route, is it 4 you take over to Kenton?
Yeah, you can take it over there.
Yeah, I think it was Route 4. So we're going down Route 4, and it's about midway between here and Kenton. But it was, I don't know, I don't think it was a lake. I don't think it was, but I don't know if it was a pond either. But you know what shocked me about the whole thing is, my goodness, as soon as you dropped your pole in the, because there was a little beach area, which I did like that. There was a little beach area that you could set up on. Once you dropped your pole in the line, man, those fish were right there.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, that's exactly what you wanted to have there, isn't it? Sounds like it hadn't been fished very much.
No, no, and that was the interesting thing. Now, I was thinking to myself, because I have not been to the other locations, is it like that at Delaware? Is it like that at Indian Lake? You just drop your pole in, and within 5-10 minutes, it's already biting?
Well, on any given day, I mean, you know, at time of day that you're talking about, it was probably hotter than all can get. You know, fish are pretty funny. Sometimes they bite, and other times you won't catch a thing. That's the thing about it. But it sounds like you got into one that was, you know, hardly fished, and boy, they were ready to go.
Well, and it was a beautiful day. There had been no rain that day. The weather was just as perfect could be. And I said, like, there was nobody else there. Now, it was a pretty good-sized... what's the difference between a pond and a lake? I don't know if you'd consider it more of a pond or a lake.
I really couldn't give you that answer there. To me, I just call it a body of water, whether it's big or small.
Well, and the funny thing about the side that we were on, because we really, it wasn't like there was big parking there. You just kind of pulled over, and there was a little bit of gravel. I made sure there was no trespassing signs or anything there.
You don't want that.
No, heaven forbid, you don't want that. But there was a little place to park. And there were some barrels out there where you could throw your trash and that sort of thing. And there was a fence around one side of it, but not all the way around it, just a fence. I think the fence was kind of for show more than anything. And it wasn't like a cyclone fence or anything like that. So we get out there, and the best part of the whole thing, and we ended up staying a long time, which is why I will say I did not make it to the drive-in movie on Saturday night. This was one of those places that did not close at darkness, which was my worry about the Tallgrass Trail, because I know they do close when darkness happens. And not that that's a big thing, it's just that I was starting so late in the day on Saturday, I thought, uh-oh, this might be a problem.
I think you did fine there, isn't it? All matters is if you had fun at what you did.
Well, I did, but the thing I forgot... And I don't know how I forgot about this, was I forgot, and I did not realize this until really this morning. I don't know why it took 2 days for this to come up, but I forgot about sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah, you don't feel it till the next day.
Oh, my goodness. And the problem was that even though I did not end up going to the drive-in on Saturday night, I was out there from I don't know if it was... We must have got there about 2, 3 o'clock and ended up staying until darkness, which in June is, you know, well after 9, so probably didn't leave till 10, 10:30, I'm going to say, to head back to Marion. So I got a lot of sun that I normally would not have gotten being out there for 6 or 7 hours, as it were. And then yesterday, I think I didn't feel it yesterday because yesterday I also went out in the sun. I went over to the Kirkpatrick area. There was an event going on over there that was fun to attend, but it was an outside event. So I was outside in the Kirkpatrick area, and then I really topped myself off because I came back to town last night, and I was with some people, and I thought, well, we'll just go to the store. You know, I needed to get some groceries and things like that, and they wanted to come along because I think they were bored. So we went to the store, and of course that turned into... Well, let's have some food out on the grill. Let's, you know, it's going to be daylight late. So I was in the sun almost all day yesterday, and boy, did I feel it this morning.
Oh, I imagine. But, you know, the thing is, you can, yeah, that'll all pass, and, you know, just as long as you had a decent weekend. It sounded like you really did.
I did, but you know the problem was, and we're all, I think, a little sensitive about this when it comes to fishing, is the other person that I was with definitely caught more fish than I did.
Well, that goes with experience.
That goes with the territory, doesn't it?
I hate to say that, but it does.
It does. Well, I'm glad you inquired about it, because I was going to talk about it this morning. But yeah, it was the weather could not have been nicer for all these events this weekend. I'm so glad I was outside. But I have got the one thing I did not buy at the store on Saturday, when I went and got the fishing poles, and I went and got the food, and I went and got the drink, and I went and got just a few other items that I thought might be needed. The one thing I did not get was sunscreen, and what a fool I was for that.
We all learn from our mistakes there. You'll get her next time.
That's right. Which I think is going to be soon, because now I've got the poles and I've got the license, so I could be dangerous at this point.
Oh, boy. You better put the game warden on notice.
Send him out. If I'm ever able to find this little place, I'll get the name for you. But, yeah, send the game warden over there.
Okay, Scott.
Thanks for calling.
All right, now.
Bye-bye. It turned into, yeah, absolutely a tremendous weekend. It was, the weather couldn't have been better. I'm sorry I missed the drive-in, though, because I was looking forward to going to the drive-in over in Kenton, was the one I had decided on, and didn't make it over there on Saturday night. Although I probably could have, because we wrapped up the fishing experience. I'm going to say it was, you know, I wasn't really looking at my watch, but I know it was after dark. So I know it was after 9 o'clock. So it had to be, I'm thinking like 10:30 or 11 is when it finally all wrapped up. But that was so, you know, I'm not saying that you should be out around water in the dark. I know a lot of really devoted fishermen. Or what do we say, fishermen or fisher people now? Fishermen. I know a lot of really devoted fishermen are out there really late, and they like to do that. But you know, it's a little dangerous. I mean, if you fall in the dark, there could be a problem. All right, I think we got another phone call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
I think the difference between a pond and a lake is a pond is something you dig and fill with water, and a lake is something that has tributaries that fills, comes from the ground itself.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I am guessing the size of this is the only reason that it makes me think it's a pond, but where it's located, I don't think anybody, because it's not on anybody's property, and it's not around any, you know, businesses or housing developments or anything like that. So I'm thinking it can't be a pond, because I don't know why anybody would dig this. And there is some beach area at the side that I was at. So I'm thinking even though it was small, it probably is considered a lake. Yeah, I would have to think so.
A cute little story. There was a fellow had a farm pond, and he walked out to it, and there was some kids in there skinny dipping. And he said, "Well, we're not getting out of the pond." He said, "That's okay. I just come to feed the alligator."
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, there's the difference between our lake and a pond. Yeah, that sounds right, that a pond would be man-made, and a lake would have water that comes from other areas. Now, I don't think this was a pond, even though the size was not big. Where it was located in the middle of nowhere, and the fact that it had this little beach area, I don't think anybody went out there and dug it. That doesn't seem natural to me. So I'm going to have to say it was a lake. Now, what lake it was, I have no idea. Lake Route 4, as far as I know. But it ended up being the perfect place because nobody else was there. And the fish were biting. Of course, I threw back the fish. It was a very unique experience. But also, probably one of the reasons I did not end up at the drive-in theater, because if there had been a lot going on there, highly unlikely I would have stayed as long as I did. So, that's the way it goes. I was talking about being there at night. That's what I was saying. Okay, so I'm there into darkness. Now, here was the thing about this. You know, of course I had brought in the blanket to put down on the ground, so if somebody did not want to sit on the ground directly, they did not have to. Now, see, I don't mind sitting on the ground. You know, I like the idea of sitting on the ground, you know, rolling your jeans up or whatever you have on, dipping your feet in the water. You know, I like that sort of thing. But some people don't. Some people just like to sit on the blanket or whatever you bring. So it gets to be dark. And by the time darkness had hit, I had been there probably, as I say, probably 6 hours, a little over 6 hours, quite a while. And, you know, it was such a clear night. I just laid back on the blanket and looked up at the stars, and you could see everything on Saturday night. I don't know what was going on Saturday night. I don't know why it was so clear, but that's probably why I stayed a little longer than I did, or normally would have, is because the stars were so amazing in the sky on Saturday night. And you know what I thought? I thought, we live in this hustle-bustle world where everybody's trying to get to everywhere, everybody's got appointments to rush to, everybody's always looking down at their cell phone. I thought, you know, if we just took the time to lay back and stare up, what a fun life we would have. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'd like to ask you a question.
Oh, go right ahead.
He was out in a pond Saturday night. Did the mosquitoes bother you?
You know, that's an interesting question. There were a few, I will say that. But I can tell you here Monday morning that I really don't have any bites or anything on me. I don't feel, and I wasn't using any repellent, so they were there, but not to any big degree.
Yeah. Well, I don't get out too much of a night, especially around water. Anyway, well, I would thought maybe the mosquitoes would be pretty bad with the wet weather we've had.
Well,
you know, the wetter the weather is, and then it turns off warm. We've had a few warm days. I would thought it'd have been bad, but you say no, so apparently they're not. Which that's good.
Well, yeah, it was interesting because when the sun went down, which I guess it goes down now about 9:15, 9:30, when it was completely down, I was probably there for an hour, hour and a half after that. And in that hour, hour and a half, it was not huge. But I will say this as well. Where I was, I don't know really how much rain had fallen there, because I was worried about this little beach area that we were at, about it being wet and kind of muddy. But it really wasn't. Now, I don't know if that's because a lot of rain had not fallen in that area, or maybe just the heat of Friday and Saturday had warmed it up. But there really were no puddles, and there was quite a bit of plant life behind me, because when you parked in this little parking area in the front, you had to walk like down this little path to get there, because you can't really see this place right off the side of the road, so you had to walk through maybe I'm going to say 20 feet of like plant life, and I didn't get any, as far as I know, I didn't get any ticks or anything, and I don't have any mosquito bites here this morning. It's the sun that got to me on the neck and the face.
Yeah.
But so I guess I was more in trouble during the daylight than the dark.
And you don't notice how much sunlight you did get until, well, like you say, this morning. It really told on you this morning, didn't it?
Oh, my. And, you know, it's funny because the fishing thing happened Saturday, and when I got up yesterday, for some reason, I was a little more red than I know, but it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt at all. But after I'd went out yesterday and done the thing in Kirkpatrick, and then last night I had cooked out, I don't know if that exacerbated what I had done on Saturday. But boy, when I got up this morning, just the shower water hitting my neck, or trying to put soap on my face to wash my face or to shave this morning, Whoa, yeah. That was a trick.
Kind of wrong a little bit, wasn't it?
Oh, it hurt like... Now, right now, it doesn't feel horrible because nobody's touching it. But the neck is the worst part.
Yeah. Then he was talking about the stars.
Yes. I wish more people paid attention.
And I get out of it evening, night, you know, early part of the night. Of course, all the stars ain't really out. But you don't see all that many stars in town like you would if you was out in the country where there ain't no light. It's amazing the difference in how many stars there are probably out in the country. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what surprised me. Because to be honest, I'm not anything into the weather, so I wasn't sure. I thought, well, is this a clear day? Is this a cloud? I knew it wasn't all that cloudy, but I thought, well, is this a really clear day? I don't know. So when night finally fell at about 9:30, you know, I'm sitting on this blanket with this other person, and I said, well, you know what? Let's just lean back, and let's see what we can see. And I'll tell you, you just lean back, and it was so quiet out there on Route 4. You could just see, there were really not much traffic going down the road, so you really couldn't hear that. And you looked up, and you could just see all the twinkling lights in the sky.
Did you see the astronauts or the space station by any chance?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I thought I did, because there was this object. It was more... I'm trying to think, okay, if I'm going toward Indian Lake, if I'm going toward Kenton, I'm going north.
No, it's east.
Is that east? Oh, are you still there, caller?
I'm still here.
Yeah, so which way am I going if I'm going toward Kenton?
You're going west.
That's west, okay. So
yeah.
I'm going west. So I'm going to say I left Marion and probably went 15, 20 mile west.
Well, you're getting real close to Kenton then.
Yeah, I was pretty close to Kenton.
You say you was on 4, you went 4, down 4?
I went down 4.
Well, that's probably more south, it would be west, 4 would be.
Okay.
Now, if you're going west, you go 309, that's pretty well west. So, if you saw any, I don't know that space station or whatever it is only goes over ever so often. I mean, but now if you're looking at moving lights up in the, you know, elements, it would be moving fast.
Well, that's what I thought, because, you know, the stars, every so often you'll see it like a shooting star, but that doesn't move all that fast.
Yeah.
And I saw this object that looked like it was moving at a pretty good rate. And but you could make out that it was something.
Yeah.
So
I see your planes, or other objects, they don't move that fast. But now your space stuff would move pretty fast, and that way you could tell it would be. I don't know. It would be the space. How many different objects is up there? It's moving around. I don't. You know. But some of them ain't very big. But now the space station is big. And if it's up there going, you pretty well, if it's dark out, you would notice it, because it's bigger than anything we got up there. The space station's humongous, and if it's a clear night and it's going over, you would be able to see it.
I'm gonna guess that's what it was. Because that's what I thought. That's what occurred to me when I thought. So it must have come around, because it didn't come around right in the beginning. So about 9:30, I didn't see anything. But more toward the end, so I'm going to say 10:30, 10:45 is when I thought I saw this object on Saturday night.
Was it visible for very long?
You know, not a really long time. I'm going to say about... maybe 3 minutes?
Yeah. I would say that's probably what it was, because they move pretty fast. You know, they have to orbit the Earth, you know, ever so often. So they got to move pretty fast. And yeah, if it was clear and you saw something moving fairly fast, that's probably what it was.
All I know is I could not believe, and even the person who I was with commented when they were looking, and I'm not sure they're into astronomy or anything, about just how clear it was and just how you could pretty well see everything.
Yeah, it was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It's unbelievable, and it's very calming, and it's very, you know, you really get an appreciation of how small we are here on this planet compared to the whole universe.
Yeah, yeah. It's just to get out in the country like you say you were, and then leave from town, and you look up and you don't see very much at all, and get out there in the country, and unbelievable at the stuff that's up there that you could see, especially stars. They're so beautiful.
I can see why so many people are into astronomy, because the stuff you see, and you know, you see the shooting stars and these sort of things, it is just, it's very hard to explain for people who have not done it or do it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Now, have you found, I mean, because I could not believe, because like I said, I'm not an avid fisherman, but I dropped this pole in the water. And as soon as I did, very quickly, the bites were happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not a... That's, they're hungry. They're not... Apparently, they're not very many people fishes at it. And that was something unusual for them fish, because they used to... Yeah, a lot of fish, a lot of, you know, whatever. Different objects. Yeah, you just drop a pole of water, man, and... I don't know what kind of fish were in it, but they're any kind of fish, you know, most you know, they'll hit it right away.
Well, the funny thing about it was, like I say, the person I was with was actually catching more than me. But now here's what I'm going to blame that on, is that the person I was with was not really about taking the fish off the hook, because we were throwing the fish back.
Yeah.
And so I would catch something, and I would get the fish off my hook, and if they caught something the same time that I did, then I also had, as soon as I got my fish off the hook, I had to go take their fish off the hook, and of course that takes a minute, and now, you know, they had already cast their line and baited their hook again before I ever got back to what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I got behind.
That's not the, if he's going by the numbers that each one caught, that ain't fair, because he got his pole stayed in the water twice more than yours did.
That's right. It was a great experience. It's definitely something I want to do again. I do want to get up to Indian Lake, and I do want to do the Tallgrass Trail here in Marion, but I think it was a bad idea to plan fishing and drive-in in the same day, because once I got to the fishing spot, which was a little later in the day, like I say, 2, 3 o'clock, you know, you just didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Now, I don't know who you know about, but they're a big pond out there. Close to the Tallgrass Trail, just right here off of 95 a little ways. A big pond out there, yeah, if you don't know about it.
Now, so it's out on 95?
Well, you cross, I can't think of the little road. It only goes to from 95 to 309 north, so back and forth. That's how far it runs. And it's right beside of that little road. You go right by it. You cross Tallgrass Trail too, but it's in between 309 and 95. You cross there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, you go out 95, or yeah, you go out 95 best way I can tell you. You cross the river, creek by the used to be city dump or whatever. Well, it's the next street road turns to the right, and it goes out there and. It's right down the right beside the road. And it's a good-sized pond. Good-sized pond.
Well, you know, and that's to me, because, as I say, I had decided Saturday morning that I was going to go to Delaware, or I was going to go to the Tallgrass, or I was going to go to Indian Lake. And when this person pointed out that they knew of this place, now, I don't know if they had been with their father or somebody in the past. I don't really know how they knew where this place was. But I was so impressed with
where it was, and just, you know, you find those little places that are not inhabited by a lot of people. It's a lot of fun to be there.
Yeah, yeah. Now they got a gigantic pond or whatever you want to call it, lake or whatever, just off of Route 4 south. The Federal Route 4 is going to the south. I don't know whether you've been down through there or not. If you go down through there, it's on the other side of 37 comes out on Route 4 there. It's off to the left. You can look off to the left, and you see this gigantic wall of dirt. But I've never been back in there. I don't know where you're allowed back in there or not.
Well, that's the interest.
It is. You could look by the size of the wall of dirt they got, and it's gigantic in size. If you're ever down Route 4, you keep notice off to the left, and you can't hardly miss it, because it'll be on the left-hand side of going south. You'll see it. And I think that it's a water supply for down south somewhere. They get the water out of the Salada River there, just below Prospect. They got a big pumping station there, and they pump this lake water into it. Now, who it goes to from there, but I think it goes south to some project down in there supplying water to probably the north end of Columbus and so on and so forth. Because it is a gigantic lake.
That's interesting.
So I don't know if anybody knows anything about where you're allowed fishing. I don't know. And I don't even know where you're allowed back there or not.
We're coming up on a break here. Maybe we'll ask them next hour.
Pardon?
I say we're coming up on a break here. Maybe we'll ask them next hour, the audience. Yeah. See if they know anything.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back after this break. Maybe more fishing trails and other.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH 7.1 FM, supported by